Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
Come on, everybody, let's go! Let's go while Mike stares
at us. I'm deleting stuff.
Let's go.
I've got nudes here that are going to Roxy.
For the first time, Mike, stop sending nudes. We're live. For the first time in the history of this show, when referring to upcoming films such as Batman v Superman or Suicide Squad, we don't have to use the phrase next year because it's a 2K16, y'all!
I didn't know you were going to intro like that. That was so good.
That's
right. Oh my God, Johnny, good job.
I planned it out.
That was good.
I wrote it.
2016
in my brain.
Now.
We're here. It's 2016. Whatever year. You know what year it is. It's 2016,
yep.
Everybody. It's time. We are only months away. We're only days away. We're already done like 70 some days.
Months,
I think.
Months.
A little Sadie.
Yeah.
Math, not our strong suit. Comics, definitely.
We're just over 2 months away, and thank you guys for joining us right here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Let's get to the intros. First off, no Adam Gertler this week. As far as we know, he's
no Salty Dog Gertler.
No old Salty Gert. Where is he, on the East Coast or something?
Eating pizza with oysters on it, right? Wasn't he?
Why?
Legitimately what he told us he was doing.
Guy.
I don't know.
Is he filming food?
He's a food guy. He's food, filming and eating it.
He's probably got another cool gig. He's probably...
I just think he's eating. I think he's just eating the
But it's part of his job. Right?
It wouldn't surprise me if he took a trip to eat on the East Coast.
Hey.
But anyways.
He's a vest master.
Follow him at Adam Gertler, because he's going to be back, and he'll tell us all about his oyster-ridden pizza. And we'll, if that's indeed what he had. Let's get to the intros. We are at DC Movies SK on the Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Let's get to the intros. You can find me at Jay Quasto. That man right there who is layered as if he's going to get headshots done. Incredibly talented actor in DC Encyclopedia. Find him on Twitter at Mike Kalinowski. He's Mike Kalinowski.
Hey, happy New Year, everyone.
What up?
People were making fun of my layering the other day.
No,
like,
it looks
cold here.
It looks great. I like it.
You guys are in t-shirts, and I'm like got three layers
out
here.
At least you're not squeaking. Nice of you to call this a t-shirt.
Yeah. I don't know how to layer. I don't know. No. So you pulled it off.
I did.
That lady right there is the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show. She's the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer.
You are the crown jewel. The guys like the crown, and you're like...
Said it every time. It was the first time he picked it up that he called me the crown jewel.
It's a new year. I'm listening more attentively now.
we've done like 70 shows or something. I feel like maybe at some point.
A decent amount of shows.
I don't know sometimes, Roxy.
And we have a very special guest for the first time. Want to start the year off strong. She is a comedian. She's an actress. She's a Wonder Woman reference model.
We're setting the bar high.
We're setting the bar real high.
This is going to be tough. This is the first show. This
don't expect it again.
Yes. She's always been Wonder Woman to me, but now she's officially Wonder Woman on this show. Find her on Twitter at Jenny Wanger. She's Jennifer Wanger. So tell us first off, what Wonder Woman reference model, let everyone know what that means.
There are many artists who use my face to draw Wonder Woman. I've been the cover of Witchblade. I've been Catwoman. I've been Zatanna. I've been a couple of really hot ladies. Not the body, because I'm 5'4", but I've been the face of some really awesome ladies.
Are you only 5'4"? I would not think that.
Everyone always says that. I really thought you were taller. My mom's 5'7".
We thought you were an Amazon.
If there are any morons out there that are like, I don't see the resemblance, go look at her Twitter picture.
Yeah.
And then you'll know
why. I wish we had it, but we don't have it on the big
screen.
Someone's
going to be salty about it anyway, but...
Yeah, sure. Well, how does one become a reference model?
No, like,
you've loved Wonder Woman your whole life, and so you started cosplaying as Wonder Woman, and therefore it kind of like went from there?
Well, Hollywood Boulevard has those people who stand out in front of Man's Chinese, and years ago there were only 8 of us, and we did a documentary called Confessions of a Superhero, and after I got put on that, then the producers for My Name is Earl contacted me, and I did an episode of that.
Jesus!
And then some artists called me up and asked me if I would be interested in referencing, and I was like, heck yeah.
Wow. Are you friends with anyone from that movie still?
Yes. Joe McQueen, the Hulk guy, I had him over for a Christmas dinner the night before Christmas.
What about
Christmas.
The Batman guy?
Yeah, Max actually, he moved to Vegas, he got very zen.
Okay, because those were a couple of guys I was like, this is... you know, you see those their lives, and you're just like, wow, this is a whole new.
Wait, Max the has Twitter a good picture's wife. Up. There the it is.
Yeah.
That's me with makeup on.
Wait, little did you know, though, that you're sitting next to Booster Gold right now, and on Lumberus 454 in the chat wanted to say Wonder Woman and Booster Gold team up. That's what that side of that table much, is right now.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. I know how to act like a jackass. Quasto for Booster. Let's do it. That's amazing, though. So back then, there were only... Because now I was at Hollywood
Boulevard.
There's
a zillion now.
It's, and half the costumes are so sad.
I blame us for doing the documentary.
That's what it is. Really? Everyone's like, oh, I could get famous off this. I'm just going to put a shoebox on my body and call it a costume.
Yes.
Okay, so you were one of the original.
Yeah.
You're one of the OGs.
I'm one of the OGs.
That's incredible.
We started that culture. I'm in the book Weird Hollywood. Me and the Superman guy
Christopher
are.
Christopher
Dennis? Dennis, yeah.
Wow. And it all just, and then everything from there has just been.
After the movie came out, we did South by Southwest, and then we were on the Independent Film Channel, and on Hulu, we were like the top rated movie on Hulu for like 6 weeks in a row.
Really?
And then that summer, 200 people came out.
See, there's a lesson in this. You do what you love, and good things will come out of it, right?
Yeah, totally.
That's pretty much, and that's why we're doing this.
Yes.
That's why we're all here. Why don't we get to some DC stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, besides, obviously, Wonder Woman, which we'll
I feel
talk,
like we've been doing the DC stuff.
Yeah, we can talk about Wonder Woman all day.
Yeah.
But first off, this just hit today. So Zack Snyder responding to, I guess, what you could say, complaints about the BVS trailer. We got a couple quotes here, and then I'll just toss it around the room for opinions and, of course, to you in chat roll. Here we go. Quote from Zack Snyder. I have the benefit of seeing the movie. It's cool that fans think it's too much, and I appreciate the people not wanting to know, but there is plenty they don't know. There's a lot more movie that's not in the trailer. He also says Lex is going to be way more sophisticated than what we've seen, and he also hates spoilers. My man! He says, I want the people to see the movie without knowing. That's my boy right there. I hate spoilers, too.
I love that he started with, I've actually seen the movie and the pleasure
poking,
of it.
He's poking fun at
it. No, I wasn't being sarcastic. I really love that.
I
like that part. But, I'm a massive spoiler fan. I am happy to hear that everybody else can shut the F up, though, about it, because as we said this whole time, they didn't ruin the whole movie with this trailer.
Nope.
The synopsis said what the movie was about. How did the trailer spoil anymore? I don't know what people were bitching about in the first place.
Good thing Adam's not here right now. He'd go off on me again.
Why?
Why?
We went in it. We got into a little time
last
time about the trailer stuff.
I like when Salty Gertler just starts going off.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good time.
Good comedy.
But what do you think, Jenny, about the trailer? Because a lot of people thought it was too much, and then you had, you know, really talented fans who were making their own version of the trailer. I mean, did you think they gave away too much? I feel like they're smarter than all of we are, so... In a good way. Like,
leave
they're
Jenny
like,
out of this. She might be just as smart.
They're definitely smarter than me. So I feel like, regardless of who they showed, I knew there's no way that was the whole story.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm really excited, as we talked about off camera, that Gail Simone is giving her thumbs up because she's the Wonder Woman expert, and her saying that she's a highlight excites me. It made me a little scared that they didn't have her speaking in the trailer, but I love the cute nod to Batman and Superman, like, I thought she was with you kind of thing.
Yeah,
I love that
moment. Thought it was so cute. It was my favorite moment of the trailer.
Me too.
So, you know, I hope for more of that in the film.
Let me ask you, being a Wonder Woman aficionado,
yes,
and that's your character I would take that
a
you as a kid.
Because
for me, it's Batman, and I can love Keaton, what he did. I love what, you know, Kilmer did. There's stuff with Clooney that I have been like, so I can appreciate everything. How are you looking forward to this? Because I know girls that are into Wonder Woman, so this is the first time we get to see, aside from Linda Carter, a embodiment of her, and they're just like, nope, I'm not accepting it at all. And they're so adamant. I'm like, what's your take? What do you feel?
Okay, so this is the thing. I'm excited to see Wonder Woman on the big screen no matter what, because what she represents is something that's so rad for females, period.
Okay.
So no matter what, that's a plus. Something that I am a little scared about is she looks tiny.
Okay.
She's a very skinny girl.
That's been voiced before. Right.
Yeah, she's a very skinny girl.
Like they didn't reference you enough for it? like she needed to get some muscle on
her? Yeah. I mean, she looks like a model in a Halloween costume.
Okay.
In some things. But the thing that I will say is Linda Carter was very little.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's actually a skinny lady.
Yeah.
And if she embodies the character the way Linda Carter just took it on, like, I don't care that I'm skinny and that I'm just a pretty girl. I don't care. Wonder Woman is bigger than that. Wonder Woman is bigger than the appearance.
That's a great attitude.
So, go ahead.
If she delivers
on that.
On that, the way Gail Simone delivers Wonder Woman, it's about her origin. It's about what she stands for, and it's about being a warrior. Mm-hmm. And if she delivers the warrior aspect, I'm not going to complain about anything.
Did you have a dream casting of her before
yes.
Gail?
Who did you have?
I used to be a double on a film for Jessica Biel. Okay. She's awesome mm-hmm. with a crossbow. Mm-hmm. She has a killer body. She has a great mm-hmm. attitude. She stands, and people will know her as like Seventh Heaven girl, but she could have really, she could have really nailed it.
She's pretty ripped,
and she's mm-hmm. a great actress.
What happened to her?
She snagged Timberlake. That's what happened.
They just have sex all the time, wouldn't you?
Oh. Yeah. Are they still together?
Why she's still ripped? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's stunning, and she's such an athlete, and I think that that is something that Wonder Woman should be considered in casting. She should be an athlete.
But to be fair, I mean, it's not like they just gave the role to Gal. She clearly had to audition a bunch against a lot of other women. So
I think there was something came out that Zack Snyder was talking about. She screen tests with Affleck, and Affleck being 6'4", you know. That's especially a screen test atmosphere where you've got, you know, you're setting up the light and the camera to make it look like film. And she held her own. And they said after the screen test, like Ben came to him, he's like, there's something about her. I mean, she held her own against this seasoned actor, mm-hmm. you know, and she's considered, I wouldn't say new, but is newer.
Yeah. Now people know her, but they didn't know her. If you said Gal Gadot, I would have been like, who?
And everyone that does, it's like Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
So it's like she held her own in that screen test. She had to earn
it. She had to earn it.
But I think that's something Wonder Woman had to be.
Yeah.
Somebody who isn't known as something else. And that's the only thing that I think Jessica Biel kind of had is people kind of knew her.
A lot of people in the chat are relating this to Daisy Ridley and saying that she's small, but she can lift like 200 pounds and seems to be such a badass in that way.
So, and a badass in the film.
Like I said, she brings a warrior aspect. Right. And if a skinny, skinny girl can bring the warrior aspect, then she's going to nail it.
Mm. Right.
And we have seen her in the gym. She's working out. She's trying to get more ripped, so I'm feeling confident about it.
And I'm glad Zack Snyder decided to speak to everybody, because why not? You know what I mean?
Well, he's probably chomping at the bit. This film has been done for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it was supposed to come out this past summer, so it's like he wants to get that out, I'm sure, to everyone and go, see this movie. Stop, you know, the rumors and just go and let us, this thing that they've labored for so long.
Yeah.
Get out in front of the fans.
Especially now that they're working on Justice League.
You just have to think about how annoying it is to be in Zack Snyder's position you're hearing every single person being like, they ruined everything. He's like, what the hell are you guys even talking about? Like, you don't even know.
I think I'm to the point, like,
today.
It's just, I have to stop reading the internet. Because, you know, up until with the Star Wars, everyone was like, F. George Lucas. Now today, there's this giant petition going around. The fans want him back to take the franchise over. So it's like, no one's happy.
What was wrong with Force Awakens?
You should see, the internet has kind of changed against the Force Awakens after it came out. Now it's been out for a couple weeks and people have seen it. I loved it. But now this problem. But there's this petition going around saying we want Lucas back to take his franchise back. And it's just like,
I don't see.
You just didn't, you thought he was the Antichrist 2 months ago. So I don't think anyone's going to be happy. This movie's going to come out. It's going to be phenomenal. I still think the haters that don't want to like it are not going to like it.
Well, you got to remember, throughout the dawn of time, you've never made everybody happy. It's just back in the day, there was no social media, so the complaints really heard. All you heard about was, there's the numbers, they look good.
Yeah.
So nowadays, you're going to get the positive and negative social media. The bottom line is, no matter who you are, whether you're us hosting a show, whether you're, you know, Warner Brothers putting out a $250 million movie, you just got to put out the best piece of product that you can and hope for the best. And that's kind of what
problems in it. You know? Like, there are problems in Star Wars, but I still love it.
Yeah,
there's things that bother me, but it's like it doesn't matter. You know, I don't look at the negative; it's so good.
What I think is funny is it's like when you go to a concert, everybody can be like, "I hate this music." Then they get there and they're feeling the live performance and they're enjoying themselves. Just like in all the theaters, I went and saw Star Wars 3 times now. The theater loved it.
Yes.
Everybody was cheering and excited and crying at the good parts to cry out, laughing at the laughing parts. Mm. Everybody goes right on cue, but then when they go back, everybody's a critic.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
My theater, I wish I saw it in a lot. My theater was quiet because I went to I was in Santa Maria, which everyone's like 70. I went to see it with my parents and my brother on Christmas night, so it was a very quiet theater. Enjoyed the heck out of it, though. But with that said, hey, we're looking forward to more comments from Zach if he has them. Now, next, we have a new UK synopsis of Batman v Superman. So I'm going to read this. Jonathan, can we get some intense trailer music, please? and let me know when you're ready. Otherwise, we'll talk about it until then. Roxy, what's going on? Are you're getting a lot of
in the chat?
Yeah.
Oh, there's just a lot of love, especially for Jenny right now.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of love going on over there.
Good.
Yeah. I love you back.
Good stuff.
She loves you guys back.
That's when you look dead in the camera and say, people melt inside.
I mean, I let everyone know. I said, look, you know, I think people are taking me for granted and me being the eye candy. So right. I'm mm-hmm. just glad that I could just...
unbutton this.
That's what I was going to say. It's about the low cut. You got to unbutton this. If you guys changed outfits, maybe.
Next week. Let's do it. Do we got the music?
Yes, we do.
Let's do it. Get it going. This is the Batman vs. Superman UK synopsis. Following his titanic struggle against General Zod, Metropolis has been razed to the ground, and Superman is the most controversial figure in the world. While for many he is still an emblem of hope, a growing number of people consider him a threat to humanity, seeking justice for the chaos he has brought to Earth. As far as Bruce Wayne is concerned, Superman is clearly a danger to society. He fears for the future of the world with such a reckless power left ungoverned. So he dons his mask and cape to fight Superman's wrongs. The rivalry between them is furious, fueled by bitterness and vengeance, and nothing can dissuade them from waging this war. However, a dark new threat arises in the form of a third man, one who has a power greater than either of them to endanger the world and cause total destruction. End scene.
What can we qualify that voice as?
While I was reading it, I'm like, I wish Kalinowski could do his Michael Caine right now instead. It would have been way better.
There were a couple water mouth parts.
Especially when it gets to Bruce Wayne and it changes the voice changes and it goes back. But I gotta say, you're right, everybody's a critic because the people in the chat are loving the voice, so yeah. I stand down.
I only had a couple decent syllables, I apologize.
I enjoyed it.
Australian Alfred, that's what someone said.
Yeah. Your Alfred's much better than mine. I will go on record as saying that.
Bruce gets shrimp on the bobby.
So feel free. I can't do Australian. I wish I could. Anyways, what do you think?
About the actual synopsis? We're done talking about your voice.
About the synopsis.
Hey, it's another studio-written puff piece. It's, you know.
Yeah. If it is even that. Like,
yeah, it's...
I loved hearing you perform it. Yeah, it was. I'm glad they put it out so we could do it on this show.
These are like the
Lumbrera says,
out.
Is this how babies are made? Yep. Yes. Exactly. They listen to me. That's how it goes.
PG-13.
Peeing on people's legs.
Yeah. Some sensuality. My voice has some sensuality to it.
That's definitely true. Wow, mm-hmm. You're really fishing for those like compliments tonight.
No, you're the one.
Someone's taking your limelight this episode. Right. You're being thrown off, handsome.
I'm not. Trust me. The last thing I need is limelight. I'm just here to, you know.
All right, the synopsis was fine. I think that's all we can say about that.
You know what else is fine?
What?
The new Batcave.
The new Batcave.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
New Batcave. It's getting an upgrade, gang. Even though Wayne Manor has crumbled, obviously the Batcave is still strong. We got a little shot there that you're going to see.
Love Jeremy Irons.
Oh, God, yeah, right?
I'm just so happy because you guys know I've been watching Gotham. I'm so happy to see a Batcave that isn't that non-Batcave right now.
No.
Just this looks beautiful.
I love the fact that... It's something I never thought about. You take for granted in the comics because everything is always open. And all of his computer rooms are in these glass cases... So it's like you're in a cave, there's no climate controls, there's bats dropping crap everywhere. You would want all that stuff covered, so it makes sense. And it's something you don't think about in the comics. And I'm just kind of like, and I know in the comics they talk about he's got sensors that deflect the bats away and this and that, and I get it. But it's a great that the production designer took this really cool design for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I really agree.
I love the fact that Alfred looks like... You know, 10 years ago, he could have been Batman too.
Yeah.
He kind of
looks like his dad in that. Yeah. The hair and the way they're
Kingdom
doing
Come
it.
Batman.
He's kind of saying like he's a grease monkey for Batman. He's kind of like his mechanic. Which there's been different takes on Alfred, and I love that.
Jeremy Irons is incredibly youthful.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not sure what his age is, but he looks a lot younger than he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is a little bit off topic, but I just rewatched Good Will Hunting, which is my favorite movie of all time. I can't believe Ben Affleck's career and like where he started and his little baby face and like what he's done, and now looking at him in this photo and the trailers and anything we've seen. I'm so excited to see him.
I
am so excited.
I was a fan from day one.
Yeah.
I will say that. Whoa. I think he's been
Yeah. He's phenomenal. He will be
I
phenomenal.
Even love Pearl Harbor.
Yes. I'm kind of with you on that.
Everybody hated on it. I'm like,
I even love Geely. I'm
Daredevil.
Kidding. I never saw Geely. I did not.
I was a Daredevil fan. I thought his Daredevil was great.
Yeah. Okay.
If you took his Daredevil, what he did, and put it in the Netflix show, it'd still be fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
He was great as Matt Murdock.
There you go. Jeremy Irons, 67 years old. So
really? Wow. What?
Yeah, man.
Jesus.
All right, so he is youthful.
And think about that, though. When he was the bad guy in Die Hard with a Vengeance, that was 1995. We're talking 21 years ago. He doesn't look like he's aged.
No.
That's he was
great.
46.
Wow, great.
Then.
I think he's going to. It's going to be great.
What a great villain.
How
he
do
was,
we get like. Through this whole conversation, though, and still no Michael Caine voice?
Yeah, come on, dude. You got to hook us up.
It's got to come organically.
I just offended.
I felt like that was organic.
I offended
Why did you
everyone.
Say that I couldn't be like a Batman and I could not be him? I was like more like the butler cleaning up after him because when he wrote that letter and Rachel gave it to him, I burned that letter. Knowing that it would bring him pain, and my tears echoed through the house.
Oh,
and now the sad music, and I'm going to start crying because when the music comes, and I knew it, Roxy's here, and it'd bring me pain to know that they like Jeremy Irons better than me. And what about Michael Garr from the original movies? And now I'm going to cry because everyone's forgotten about me, and I'm sitting in a cafe having a Fernie Banker.
And what?
Yeah, that's what he has in the movies. Like, I was sitting in a cafe, you know, but having a Fernie Banker, and I'd see you, and you'd see me, and we'd nod to each other.
It's the details, man.
It's
you
incredible.
Sell it.
I know.
That's
so
amazing.
Good.
Thank you.
After I offended everyone in the UK, you totally redeemed me.
Sitting in a cafe.
That's
having a Fernie Banker. I don't know what it is. It's a drink he's having in the movie.
Fernie Banker. Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to start ordering that everywhere.
Yeah. Please,
it's a little drink
Fernie
he has.
Banker.
It's a little drink he has.
Someone get us the recipe to a Fernie Banker.
Perkins9 says, get this man an Oscar.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
His eyes got teary. I don't know if you guys were close enough to see, but he really got emotional once the music came in.
He's a working actor, you know. It happens.
Mm-hmm. I got emotional.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, Johnny.
Can
Deep
we
breath.
Move on?
So, yeah, the Bat... I don't know. Can we?
I don't know if we can.
The Batcave. Yes, it's an upgrade. There's actually a quote here about it. I think this is actually from Affleck. Alfred is a bit of a grease monkey in this film. And he's a lot more hands-on than in previous films. And also, he says, Batman represents human beings, mortal men. In a world of Flashes and Aquaman and Superman, there needs to be that guy. Which, of course.
Absolutely.
So... Boom,
and that wasn't that the quote where he's talking about. I think the fans kind of took it the wrong way because he had said, Ben Affleck was saying, like, it's interesting how Batman becomes the leader of the Justice League. And everyone's like, oh, he's not the leader of the Justice League. And in versions, he has been. And in the New 52, a couple years ago, he was kind of like the elder statesman of this group.
Yeah.
Where Superman, because I think, was in his 20s. Wonder Woman was in her 20s, and he was like 32-ish. Mm-hmm. And he has led the Justice League at times. So I think they're kind of leading this with... Dawn of Justice, where it will be Batman, is kind of like the elder statesman of the group.
How old is Cavill?
36, 34.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's younger.
Yeah, a lot younger.
For he's sure. such a great Superman.
Oh my God,
I think so too.
He's perfect. I know.
It's funny you mentioned that. That's a great segue.
Look at that.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Nice job.
On point. Henry Cavill recently spoke about BVS and Man of Steel. Specifically about what people's thoughts about Man of Steel, and so here's a quote.
I love this.
Yeah. I haven't heard this.
I love what he does.
His quote is, he said, as far as Superman goes in BVS, he's going to have some very interesting character development in this one. But as far as Man of Steel, he goes, the reception of my first Superman movie, from what I've read, is fairly mixed. There is no intentional move, I don't think, to address any issues that people have had. It's a continuation of the storyline, and they continue to develop that world and introduce new characters. He's like, everyone to my face has said they loved it, but of course no one's going to tell you they didn't like your movie.
Right. No. But I love that he said that. Like, most people don't even mention the bad publicity or whatever, and he says, I've heard that it's kind of mixed. Nobody said that to me, but I hear what you're saying, and this one's going to do good things. I just think he nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking awesome.
We have contrasting age. People say 33, 34, 32, 35. No one knows.
Well, 30, right there.
He's
born. No, 83. He's 32.
He's only 32.
Oh, he's my age.
Oh, my God.
I could be lying.
He seems so much more mature than me.
It's the English. It's the English in him.
God.
Yeah. All right. Well, if he's going to be Superman, then why aren't you Wonder Woman?
Yeah. I know, guys.
Hey. Come on.
The campaign's starting a little late, though.
I know.
How old is that?
Stop production on Wonder Woman. We're in post, and we need to start again.
We got to switch it up. How old is Gal? She's got to be just 20-something, right?
She's young.
She's young.
Okay.
But she also has a stateliness about her that I like.
and then, you know,
stateliness.
That she needs it, because I mean she's over 100 years old in the film, so it's like she's in World War I looking the same, so yeah. She's got to have that weariness of someone that's lived for so long, and I think she does.
Paul Grant says Henry Cavill is 47. Very good. Well done, sir. Good research. Yeah, so great quote from him about BVS and Man of Steel. It's time to move on to with some kind of Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The voices are getting better and better.
Thanks, man. That's my Will Smith.
Like, I need to say, I saw Concussion the other night.
You did?
No.
Oh, yes. I want to see it.
Tell the truth.
She tried to get it on the action.
I'm liking it.
I want to finish your story, but I don't know what happened when you saw Concussion.
What a great way to start.
He has an Nigerian accent. He does.
What a great way to start.
I thought it was brilliant, and I thought you just laughed at her, which was that's mean.
No, because I knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah. All right.
But okay, I forget how good of an actor he is. Mm, now, did you just do that because you didn't like him in it?
No. I think he's a great actor.
I forgot how good he is, because sometimes he plays, you know...
But don't spoil the movie.
No, he plays himself, and, you know... But he does this character, and you're just like, oh, I forgot how good you are sometimes. Yeah. You know, as an actor, you just forget, because he does movies like After Earth, and you're just like, you know, but, you know, and it's like... You just forget these actors like what's his name? Miles Teller with Fantastic Four.
Oh, so good.
And when you see him something else, you're like, damn, you're so good. In a movie, you're terrible. So it's just like...
Whiplash.
Yeah.
It's interesting with him. I'm excited.
I love Whiplash.
Oh, he's so good.
So good. I just saw him in one where he's locked up in an apartment through a snowstorm with a little cute girl. It's the one night stand that wouldn't end. And I was like... This is not really
Miles
a great...
Teller?
Yeah, this is not really a great script, but he's so likable. You can watch him.
Yeah.
And enjoy yourself no matter what.
But yeah, so watching Concussion, I was just like, and I forgot about Suicide Squad. I'm like, oh man, if he brings that, good.
We saw him in the trailer, though, and what he brings is Will Smith. He's very Will Smith.
That's what I'm saying. So it was like, I'm hoping those moments with his family and the little girl, they kind of really play at that, and he'll be kind of the moral center of the movie.
I Am Legend?
I enjoyed that.
I loved him in that.
I Am Legend is where we got the first glimpse of BVS. If you remember when they're walking through the wasteland, there's a damn poster.
Someone posted to our Twitter, they posted the picture from that and then the new mural that's up. And I think it's in the same spot. They said it isn't the same spot that they did in the trailer.
Yeah.
And I think it is.
Which it makes you wonder.
It's kind of cool.
Was that really long foreshadowing? Or would that just happen to be?
No,
oh, this would be
at
cool.
At the time, Wolfgang Peterson was going to do Batman vs. Superman by a Kevin Walker script, the guy that wrote Seven.
Yeah,
there was that script is out there if you want to read it, and it's like that's what they were going. And it was at the time I forgot. Jude Law was Superman and Colin Farrell was Batman at the time. They were talking. It was getting close.
So that poster was clearly on purpose in the film.
It was around the time it was on the lot. Pre-production was happening, I believe, but it just kind of fizzled out.
Huh.
I think.
Very interesting.
I could be wrong.
But let's get to Suicide Squad.
And
so,
how hot Margot Robbie is.
Oh, don't even.
She's
anyways,
so hot.
January 19th is going to be a very big, big day for all of us because there's going to be two specials on the CW. We have the Legends of Tomorrow special, followed by DC Films Presents Dawn of the Justice League, hosted by Kevin Smith, where we're going to see behind the scenes of some DC films, a sneak peek at Wonder Woman, as well as interviews. And so it's going to be a really, really good night.
This is what I'm confused about, because Collider announced that DC's Legend of Tomorrow, Their Time Is Now, is airing from 9 to 9:30, and then DC Films Presents Dawn of Justice League is airing from 9:30 to 10, which would make me think that these are both half an hours, because 9 to 9:30 would be 30 minutes.
That's an hour, as far as I know.
But I thought that Legends was supposed to be a 15-episode, 1 hour a week, so are they airing one half?
Like a one-off series they were talking about it, maybe.
I think it might just be miscommunication. But I could be wrong. Because think about it, it's got to be on the middle of their network night, and everything is always in hour blocks. There's no half-hour show that CW has on those nights. Wait. They're all hour-long dramas.
Right, so that's what I don't understand.
So maybe it is.
We need to pause for a second because, guys, trust me, we're not at TV time yet, because we're actually just talking about the trailer part of this. We will talk about TV time. They're pissed that there's
no
song.
The song's coming.
I love you guys so much, and I appreciate it. The song is coming. We're not at TV time yet, though. This is still like a segue.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Big time.
Okay, sorry. Didn't interrupt you. I had to address
it.
I think you're right. I think it's just going to be a special introing Legends of Tomorrow and giving everyone a background to it. I don't think it's the first episode.
No, it's
good point. Aren't they releasing? Yeah, like maybe because there's so many characters now in that show.
No, it's the first episode though. It's the first episode, so I think.
Are you sure? Because it's supposed to be a mini series, to where I would think it'd be an hour or two.
This is confusing.
And plus, it's a lot of characters.
Going on.
It's a lot of characters that a lot of people might not know. So why not do a half hour intro?
Oh, it's a first look at Legends. It's not the episode. Legend Tomorrow's on Thursday. So they're not really airing it during Legends of Tomorrow.
It's catching people up.
Okay.
Because it's a lot to catch up on. That show throws you right in the middle of everything.
Yes.
And they've introduced characters on Flash already, so it's like, who's who?
But not everyone. Rip Hunter. People want to know, who's that guy?
So we're going straight into Legends in an episode. It's going to play after Flash, just a spotlight on. So we're going from Flash to this, like, legend spotlight thing to...
I think it'll be...
The trailer.
It's a couple of the actors from the show, or two hosts, probably on the set of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's so-and-so's ship, and, this is this character. I think it's kind of an intro to the world.
That's a fun 2 hours right there. And then it debuts on the 21st, on Thursday.
There we go.
The Legends of Tomorrow does.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
So the first episode's on the 21st.
Fans, what do you guys think? This are they chiming in?
They're just helping us out a lot.
We got a lot of people in live chat. People are pumped up to have the show.
And Roxy's hot. That's all it is.
Oh,
Roxy's hot. Roxy Jenny.
Jenny's sitting here.
Roxy Jenny. Right. Hey, me and Mike are pretty sweet bookends. Okay, we're doing all right.
You're more than a bookend to me, Johnny.
Thanks. I'm a coffee table.
And you too. But you
really?
You weren't complaining.
Really?
I just feel like you're confident enough that I didn't need to say that.
Yeah, Mike knows. I don't. I have no confidence. I need the boost. I need the boost.
Anyway.
You just swiped left on me right there. That's what you did.
Wait, which one's the left?
Which one's good?
Crap is the left. Like you...
Crap is the left.
Left is bad.
Swipe right is good.
Yes.
No,
right
is this left?
Right is come to Papa. Left is get out of here.
Come.
I swiped the correct way on both of you.
My stomach hurts every time people talk about that app because it's just so upsetting.
It's a weird app.
It's so mean.
I'm on Bumble. I'm not going to lie.
What's Bumble?
Bumble is like Tinder, except when you match, it's the woman has to send the first message to the guy, and she only has 24 hours to do it. If she doesn't, the match disappears.
Oh, because a woman is like the bee pollinating.
Yeah, so basically...
That's like a sex reference.
So basically...
PG-13.
So sexuality.
One of the problems with Tinder is guys can be creeps. So with Bumble, the girl has to send a message first. So there you go.
Mm.
Anyways, Margot Robbie. She's talked Suicide
Swipe
Squad.
Swipe right.
Some really... Yeah.
Swipe right. Swipe right.
What happened? What, did I miss something?
It's the D, too. The D.
D. Isaac in the chat.
D. Isaac.
Let's have intercourse. Just threw us off a little bit. It's like, that's worse than Bumble or Tinder or anything.
Hey, he's to the point. I like that. He's honest. He's to the point, Rox.
I don't know why I just gave him a shout-out. Let's continue.
I'll give him a shout-out to D. Isaac.
People on the internet just keeping it real.
Always.
So Margot Robbie got a couple quotes from her talking about Suicide Squad. She says, Harley is creepy, violent, crazy, all the things I aspire to be. Of course, she says it.
And can we say how she's like 22 years old? We're talking about people's age, for God's sake.
24, 25.
Yeah, 24. Okay. She's 24.
But in Wolf of Wall Street, 21.
Ridiculous.
When she came out, I was like, that's ridiculous.
And filming, I mean,
come on. That's ridiculous.
I'm like kind of obsessed with her. I just cannot.
I'm not
wait
into
to
blondes,
see.
But I love her.
Yeah,
me too.
I'm not
same,
into blondes,
same.
But
man. But she's got something special about her. She's like what the 90s supermodels, those super hot women are, but with the crazy of today.
And following her on Instagram has just made me more into her. She like doesn't post that often. And when she does, she's just cool. Yeah. She just seems like one of those
rad
cool chicks. I don't know.
You want to know who's... All right, we'll talk. Remind me to say who's to follow on social media later today, because I'm going to kill
Lindsay
you.
Lohan?
No,
oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm going to kill you all.
Oh, Olivia Wilde
we'll
is
talk
fantastic
at the very end.
Olivia Wilde cracks
I'm
going to
knock
up
you all out with this person.
Okay.
And we'll talk at the end.
Well, Olivia Wilde's very funny. But yeah, she also has another quote here. She says, it's the fun of living vicariously through someone who's doing things that I would never do in real life. And she says she admits she kept texting and pressuring Will Smith to be Deadshot when he was negotiating with to be in.
Because they did Focus when together.
She's like, you'd be perfect.
Picture that, though. Like, let me just text my good friend Willie.
Yeah.
Hey, P.S., why don't you join this movie with me? And it's like one of those movies that's going to be kind of maybe something big.
He's like, what? So you're talking about a Suicide Squad?
What is this? Some kind of a
Suicide Squad
movie?
It's so good. It's uncanny. I thought he was beside me. And I'm like,
I mean, I'm
turn
from,
around. It's just John Will.
We're both from Philly, so it's kind of like,
same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Margot Robbie, wow, this is this year too. So cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year.
And every list that I've seen in 2016, like top 10 movies to look for in 2016, has had both of them on
them. Well, better. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, considering
DC
we didn't
fans
get
have
one
been waiting
year.
A long yeah. time yeah. for something cool to uh-huh. cheer about.
This show has.
We've if the movies are bad, we're screwed.
Right.
My yeah. friends have even told me that. They're like, because yeah. you know, Mike, if this movie sucks,
everything's hanging on
where
this.
You're never living it down. I was like, yeah, I know. It's a lot of
we
pressure.
We have such great origin stories.
They're the gods, and they're the, yeah. the...
He goes ham on Facebook, so, like, he's really in trouble if they're not good.
I go yeah. ham?
Yeah.
Is that a term?
Like, you go ham. You're all in on Facebook.
It means, like...
I go ham?
It's a thing. It means, like, you... Look, I know.
Why am I so old
right
now?
Dude,
God, like an old man young kid.
She texted me over the weekend using PIC, and I'm like, why do you, what pick? She goes, no, it means partner in crime. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I said, why don't you be my PIC? And he said...
I go all ham on people?
No, meaning like you're very supportive. You're very supportive.
You go ham. You go all in.
You're supportive. You're all in.
How does ham relate to being supportive?
Like you go ham in the paint.
Going ham.
If you would have said, hey, Mike, you're...
Ham hard as a motherfucker.
Oh, I go hard as a motherfucker.
Hard as a motherfucker, yeah.
On DC, yes, I do.
This word is easily defined as going hard.
He goes, yes, I do.
Yes, I do go motherfucker hard on it. So I could say, like, hey, I'm going to be up with this girl. I'm going to go ham on it.
Wow!
Is that how it works? I'm going to go ham on it?
I wouldn't say it to the girl.
No. I'm going to go hard as motherfucker.
Like, don't put it in your Bumble
you know
profile.
What I'm going to do tonight?
Yeah.
Know what? That's example.
She's like, you know what I'm going to do tonight? And she's like, no, what? She's like, I'm going to go hard. I'm going to ham tonight.
I tend to say I'm going to go ham on this trail mix or on this ice cream. Like, I
that makes
food.
No sense. You
Ben Affleck is going to go ham on Bruce Wayne.
There you go.
He went ham on his nanny.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Anyways, back to Zack Snyder before we hit TV time. He teases Justice League. Really cool quote here from Zack saying, in a weird way, Justice League is the next step for these characters to form a bigger team. Maybe there's a bigger enemy to fight. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mmm. November 2017.
Can't wait.
I like Mike's mmm. What is that mmm for?
Interesting.
Any thoughts?
I'm trying to find this... Person.
The Instagram thing?
But yeah, just
do
keep...
it after the show.
I can't because I want to do it on air because I want everyone to follow this person too.
Okay.
I'm confused, but that's fine.
All right, who are you guys thinking? What are you thinking? Did you... Is this spinning? Any wheels turning?
I the first obvious one is Darkseid. I think we might even see a glimpse of him in BVS.
Is he bigger of a threat?
Yeah. The bigger enemy
foe. I'm hoping for Starro.
Hmm.
No, well, sequentially, I think Star was such a good idea. It could be a good one. Brainiac.
Sequentially,
yeah,
isn't Justice League?
In the chat are saying Brainiac
Justice
too.
League is following BVS.
Okay,
Brainiac would be great.
No, I'm just thinking. I'm with you. I just think it's Darkseid. I think that this quote is to throw us off. Like we see Darkseid, we know it's.
You
Darkseid.
Need something big enough that they're all brought in together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's
but not quite Justice League.
I don't think we'll get any Darkseid in Batman or Superman.
No, I don't
think there's going to be a
hint. What about a tease at
okay.
the end?
We need to stop this right now.
Okay.
About everyone is this huge thing. Every movie I go to is like, nope, we got to stay for the credits. There's going to be a preview.
They want an eggshell.
Marvel started this or for their films. It's a thing. No other films have done them. No Nolan Batman films. No, it was not a every movie does a post-credits thing. It was started with Marvel, and they kind of did it as a little joke with Nick Fury, and then it kind of became their thing.
Sure.
Howard
so
the
no
Duck.
Need to copy.
We're not getting...
Howard the Duck had actually.
Batman versus Superman once.
It did?
There was a Howard the Duck one. Yeah.
And Guardians.
What?
Yeah.
But people in Star Wars are like, no, we got to see. There's going to be a post-credits scene in Star Wars. Like, no, there's not. It's a Marvel thing that they kind of took ownership of, and they've always done it kind of to foreshadow their coming movies. And now it's like... I don't think there will be.
There's no need to if they don't want to.
I don't think there's
a lot of Brainiacs in here. A lot of Brainiacs in chat roll.
Any monitor,
talking
that's
about
a good
Supergirl
one.
Killed Discount Brainiac. What's Callan talking about?
Supergirl killed... Was there a character... Is that on the show?
I don't... Well, what's Discount Brainiac?
Mean like a bargain version of Brainiac.
Yeah.
Trickster is a bargain version basement of Joker. That's what he's meaning.
Got it.
I believe
but
so.
I don't think that there is a bargain Brainiac on Supergirl. By the way, we'll talk about Supergirl when we get to TV time. But I'm all in.
You have to keep letting them know.
One of our
TV time.
One of our buddies, Alex Luther, created a Justice League trailer. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, but he did email it to me. But I think his Twitter handle is @AlexTrailers. check him out because he's incredibly talented. He always sends stuff to us. So I'm going to check it out later today, but feel free after the show and go check that out as well.
Cool.
Well, with that said, I think it's time for...
For what?
What time is it?
I think it's...
I don't have a watch on.
Certain time.
It's time for...
It's time for Roxy Stratus
TV time.
Sing along with me
this time.
Oh, my God.
Roxy Stratus TV time.
Time.
She thinks that the fact
is fine.
Got it.
DC movie news. It's
time, time to talk.
TV time!
He's going ham on your left eardrum.
Yeah, ham on it. In your eardrum.
He's
I'm
going ham.
Ham on up in it.
Ham on up. He's hamming it up.
I'm so happy that word came into your life.
I'm going to use that all the time now.
We're going to glance over this.
Oh, they're saying that Red Tornado equals Discount Brainiac.
Good point.
I get that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
So
I thought it looked pretty good.
Earlier this week, everyone saw that Daredevil Season 2 is going to drop on the same day on Netflix as BVS. Now it's switched just today. It's going to be March 18th, so no need for more news on that.
Yeah, but what is? I want to know how you guys felt about that. Did you feel like direct dig on purpose?
It was an alpha move with Mark. And it would not have affected box office, it's irrelevant, but it was a Marvel going, oh, okay, that's yours. Well, here's our zip.
Let me piss on you.
I was doing the...
Yeah, they
pulling
were,
his thing out.
Put
your penis on the table?
Well, yes, there's your thing. I'm putting it down there.
They were showing their cards.
You're the thud.
They were showing their cards.
She got it.
They were showing their cards.
They went ham on
them.
They were trying to go ham, but I think switching the date was the professional thing to do.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
a professional courtesy.
I think it was weird. Why did they switch it then? Why didn't they just do it in the first place?
But there was never an official thing saying it was coming out.
Right.
There was the talk. So there could have been rumors like, all right, we're going to go early. We're going March.
Mm-hmm.
And then, maybe there was never any discussion of Marvel's point going, yes, let's put it on that day. But it was a weird kind of like, all right.
Okay.
There
sure.
you go.
But it's not. It's coming out the 18th. And
Real
I'll
simple.
Watch every episode probably that night. That show's so
damn
good.
So okay. Me too.
We already mentioned Legends of Tomorrow, January 21st, 8 p.m. And we're going to have the special on the 19th. So fun stuff there. What are we looking at, Roxy?
They're making fun of the way I dance.
Oh, come on.
Well,
you guys, you're like, speaking of that, you'll be like the Elaine Bennis of our team.
Yeah.
From Seinfeld with that dance.
I,
oh,
yeah,
my
hey,
God.
Jews can't dance.
Yes.
I'm actually
Jews
really good dancer.
What?
You didn't know that?
Jews
can't dance.
I've dated a lot of girls that are Jews that date phenomenal.
Yeah, they have two left feet. No, I'm a really good dancer, but sometimes I do goofy shit.
I used to do Wonder Woman at bar mitzvahs, and that was the most fun I ever had in my life.
Mazel tov.
Yes.
With all those boys just hitting that age right at that time? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they would always push the grandpa, like, dance. And I'd be like,
I'm going to dance with you.
Oh, my God.
You got to do one of these dances. Like, I'm not getting any closer.
Do the whole right. Wonder Woman. I love it. That's cool.
It was really fun. I was going to Pasadena, every weekend. It was so
That's
fun.
The song.
I know. I just wanted you to know the words.
I have a lot of Jewish friends. Hava, Nikila, Hava, Nikila, Hava, Nikila, Hava, hey.
I'm not impressed. That was the most fun I've ever had cosplaying.
Wow.
Going to bar mitzvahs.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I can bet. All right.
Ooh, what have we got on TV? Come on, Rox.
All right, Flash Season 2, returning January 19th, like we already mentioned.
That trailer looks so sick.
Looks pretty
sweet.
There
was a trailer?
Did I miss it? Little 30-second spot.
Yeah, it looked really good in which we saw.
Did I see more of my boy, Jake Eric?
I don't think we really did. We saw Killer Frost, though, which was... What?
There was set footage of him, pictures of him on set in the Flash suit with... We'll talk about him. That was... Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
I answered my own question. We'll get to it. I'm jumping ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'll go ham on it in a minute.
Well, we did see Killer Frost, which I thought was really cool. It's bizarre to watch her like that. What,
yeah.
Johnny? What?
I'm watching the feet of the
couple. They're still on the Jews Can't Dance.
I'm watching Mike sing Hava Nagila right now.
So this is really cool, though. We saw her, but we also know that Robbie Amell is returning to the CW. He's returning to Flash, which is awesome. But he's not returning as Firestorm. He's returning as Deathstorm. So he's going to be Earth 2, and which means Killer Frost is also his girlfriend coming from Earth 2. So we're going to get both of them.
I'm a little confused.
Of what?
Because Robbie Amell, the whole not being Firestorm, left the show because there's talk, we always said, well, he's an actor. He's probably picking up a pilot. So nothing came through.
Well, he died.
But they killed him off because...
Yeah, but I always thought he was going to go over to Legends of Tomorrow, but then he didn't. I think that he had a potential pilot with
CW.
That's
what I'm saying.
Because remember, he came over from Tomorrow People?
Yeah.
And then he was on this, like,
Tomorrow
CW.
People got canceled.
Right, and they love him, obviously.
Yeah, they do.
CW troops kind of use him, but then, I don't know.
And the same thing with Colton Hayes. He left because, like, oh, he's got big things going on.
Can we talk about what happened with Colton Haynes? Did you guys hear this?
Yes,
about
the coming out and not that coming out.
This in the thing. Okay, so Colton Haynes, who comes over from Arrow as Roy, had the best freaking almost coming out thing this week.
Someone said, you know, I saw these pictures of so-and-so.
No, they Tumblr'd at him.
Yeah.
Does anybody do Tumblr? How do you Tumblr at somebody?
I don't know. I don't understand the Tumblr. I didn't even understand hamming. But.
Okay.
Hamming.
It was really, really cool, though.
That's the article.
The person who Tumblr'd said, they said something like, this makes my life complete. Like, I'm so excited that he has a secret gay past. And Colton Haynes responded and said, was it a secret? Mm. Let's all just enjoy life and have no regrets. So I don't know whether that was him coming out or not, but... It was definitely him saying, like, whether I am or I'm not, it's not a secret. I never...
Who gives a damn?
Not,
right.
Whatever it is not a secret, which I thought was really, really
and he
cool.
He goes all out on his Halloween costumes. Not that it means anything, but he, like, totally gets into the drag and all that.
And
so.
He's coming back to the show, which I'm so excited
but
about.
It goes back to the Robbie Amell, where he left and they were like, oh, he's doing bigger and better things. And it's just like, it just... I think when you've got something good like this, you know... Yes, as an actor, you've got to look for... You want to be... The series regular. Sure. You don't want to be the recurring guest star. But it's just like...
Not me. I'll take co-stars.
Yeah, me too. I'm like in like, co-star city over
you
here.
You know, with Arrow, they had to go through that whole... Or Flash, they had to go through the whole thing with Firestorm to recreate this whole new character to bring in from the comics, Jason Roush and this and that.
It's maybe like, they were trying to do it as part of the... As part of the story. I don't know.
I don't believe so. But
okay.
Anyway.
I'm with you, but I don't know.
It's very interesting.
I'm really
it sucks because
Flash
of the industry is what it is. The industry is... It, you know, it's probably missed jobs that they had that they were on that didn't go and...
I just can't believe that we're going to have Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Gotham, Supergirl, Lucifer, and Preacher.
It's too much.
It's a great time.
All this year.
Every network wants their superhero show now.
I'm interested about Lucifer. That's the one I'm most unsure about.
Lucifer.
The storyline behind it to me seems a little odd.
I see what you're saying.
I'm excited for Preacher. Do we know a Preacher start date yet?
I think it's not until April. It's supposed to be mid-2016.
Okay.
Lucifer is in January, I think, though.
A buddy of mine was actually in the Lucifer pilot, and I don't know if he's recurring or not, but I'm looking forward to seeing it, and hopefully it works out for him. And if so, we could ask him on the show. It'd be pretty cool.
But it's just it's a great time for DC TV, and I'm very excited for the start of Legends also. I am excited to have Robbie Amell return to CW. I think he'll be great.
But with all the shows that are DC shows on television, Teen Titans will not be one of them.
Yeah.
And that was, I think we knew that a while ago. Yeah. This was, and someone was asking me on Twitter why, and I told them I'd talk about it. I think because Titans came out around the time Arrow did season one. This was when it was in pre-production. And to see what CW has done and how good everything is gelling together, I think... TNT was looking at their stuff going, oh, this is... Because it was... At the time, it was called Bluebirds then, or something. Or Nightwing was called Bluebird, and they just didn't know what they were doing. And I just think they go, you know what? We can't match what they're doing. We're going to look ridiculous.
Right.
It almost seemed like they were almost Smallville-ish, where they were kind of wearing cool coats that would look like, you know, a black leather jacket with a blue V that would be Nightwing. Yeah. And it wasn't... Because, you know, CW, they're going full out. When they say someone's coming, he's in full costume.
Sure.
So I think TNT was like, ugh, this is just, we're going to get laughed off.
It does beg the question, though, maybe Teen Titans will eventually be adapted into a film down the road.
If Adam was here, he would say, Teen Titans, go!
But Titans, to me, only works. It only works when you've established the histories of those characters, because that's what made them so good. They're living in the shadows of everyone else. I think on film, we could have a Teen Titans movie 7-8 years from now. We've got to earn
the shadow to stand in.
Yeah, we've got to earn a Dick Grayson, Wally West to these other guys. Yeah. It's got to be earned.
I mean, we could see a bunch of them in the Cyborg movie. You never know. Or they could just switch it all together.
Yeah. Who knows?
I love Beast Boy.
What?
Beast Boy.
Could happen. Here's something I'm excited
about. He didn't care about that. Usually he does. So.
What? I care about what? Beast Boy?
Yeah.
I like Beast Boy.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he doesn't go ham on Beast Boy, but he likes him.
He likes Logan, right? Garth Logan?
Yeah.
I'm excited for this, because I really... What, Roxy?
Nothing.
Okay.
The ham.
I love the heck out of Gotham this season, and we got a first glimpse of Paul Reubens playing Tucker Cobblepot.
You know what?
Oh, yes.
Fine.
Tell me they don't look like... Come on.
They do. No. For a second, when this first came out, I was on the...
Shia LaBeouf. Tell me Shia LaBeouf. He looks like Shia LaBeouf in this freaking picture.
Oh, he
that's
does.
From Batman, that's Batman Returns, right?
Yeah.
That's Batman Returns.
It's a long time ago, yeah.
But it freaks me out.
I'll say this.
Look at them. God.
It looks like Shia LaBeouf like 20 years from now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It does. But I'll say this.
It freaks me out.
Everyone gives... The fans of the show really kind of get on me a little bit about Gotham. It's a new year. I'll start over. And
I don't
go
want
better.
You to. No. I don't
do
want
you. Do you like
you
me to be
do.
Salty about it?
You yuck my yum.
What? I'm the cookie to your... the
you're not my
your
cookie
Twix?
At all. You're the yuck to my yum.
I don't even know what that
means.
He's
yucking my yum.
I'm yumming Gotham, and yeah. He's yucking it.
Oh. So
but what if I want to like it?
You've tried. You keep wanting to like it. You don't like it, and I'm sick of you yucking my yum.
I want him to give it a shot, and if he doesn't like it, he can just, you know...
You're yucking my yum right
you
now.
You can give it a shot, and if you don't like it, then I want you to...
You love Supergirl. I don't care for it.
Okay, Supergirl is something that I did not... I was yucking other people's yums at first, and then all of a sudden, episode like 4 or 5, I was like, in. Just so
I can't have that with Gotham?
No, it's been over a season, and you hated it. I was like, iffy, and you rip on Gotham.
But I did not try it. I did try it. I did try several times.
Look, Paul Reubens is incredible, so... I think this is going to be an amazing combination. I'm looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, I think it will be, too. I mean, definitely think it will be.
We got to wait till February 29th when it comes back. But Supergirl, go.
Well, I just thought that this episode was a really strong comeback for Supergirl. I think that everybody's starting to feel more comfortable. And I don't want to give any spoilers away, but we're seeing more of a character that I didn't think we were going to be seeing. We got that one preview of them. And then,
oh, yes, yes.
So now we're seeing a little more, which is very cool. And we utilized... our characters in perfect ways this week. So definitely, if you didn't love Supergirl at first, I would recommend sticking with it because I think that they're doing really good things.
I've enjoyed it, honestly. Melissa Benoist is so damn good. It's worth watching for her alone.
She's really, really good.
She's just...
Can I give it a shot or am I not
perfect
allowed
casting.
You can give it a shot.
All right.
Perfect casting, and she's really good.
Yeah, she is really, really freaking good. So. There was another cool thing that's happening right now, coming from John Barrowman, who plays Malcolm Merlyn on Arrow. So he and his sister Carol are writing the new digital comic series called Arrow the Dark Archer about the character that he plays on Arrow. Hmm. And it's set between the 3rd and 4th season, and it talks about what Malcolm was up to before he was the Dark Archer. And they're releasing 12 chapters, and it starts on the 13th of January. So this is, I think that's pretty cool that he gets to write his own and with his sister. It seems like very mom and pop for
I dig that.
As big of a thing this is.
And speaking of, I don't think we covered it. The girl that was Vixen on the digital short, she's coming to the show live action. Vixen's going to be on Arrow too. So this digital, these digital comics that they're working on. Kind of work. It's kind of go back and forth. And I remember the girl they cast her voice, she's an actress, so they cast in case it did work, we're bringing her too. So they said, yeah, we're really excited the character's coming on, but the actress as well. Mm-hmm. So Vixen's going to be on Arrow. I think it was in between our break that this came out.
There you go.
Yeah, it came out 3 weeks ago.
Maury, I think her name is.
It came out 3 weeks ago, and her name is, I don't know how to
Megalyn
do it. Megalyn
Echigwaka.
Echigwaka.
You're going ham on her name right now.
I'm going ham on her name.
We'll call her Meg.
She's really cute.
We're gonna call Maggie.
Hey, Meg.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
So,
she's no Sierra, but...
Sierra and I love her so much.
I'll go ham on her.
Same. Love her.
Alright. And lastly, Swamp Thing is coming back. I wish Adam was here for this.
What the hell that we're talking about this when Adam isn't
Should
here?
Should we wait till next week?
Swamp Thing?
Oh.
I don't know this.
Are you making a joke?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. Well,
I'm not a joke.
I think it happened before he joined the show, where Adam every week would, like...
I did not
come
know
in
this.
And was like, Swamp Thing, Swamp Thing, Swamp Thing,
you know,
meet Swamp Thing.
Why don't we save...
He's obsessed.
Okay, there's a 6-issue miniseries coming back, written by the co-creator Len Wein, but let's talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll make sure that Adam gets his Swamp Thing
when
time.
He's here, we'll let him talk about it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm with you.
Other than
that's the end of the Strange TV Time. No, we don't do it again.
No, we usually don't.
We don't do it again.
Generally, the end of TV Time signals the end of the show, I think, right?
Yeah.
Is that
damn
his?
Right.
Jenny, is there anything that we could plug for you that we could mention that you want to talk about?
Well, you were talking about Colton's Halloween stuff. The same guy who does his makeup for Halloween just did my a movie with me. I played a demon in it, and he did my makeup and did a fucking stellar job.
Really?
I just said effing.
That's okay.
It's called Tales of Halloween, and I pay homage to Evil Dead, which is my favorite horror series.
Wow.
And we got ranked in the top 10 horror films of this year.
Whoa.
How long did it take him to do your makeup?
2 hours.
Wow.
And I had to go on a day off to the Teen Wolf set, and he had to do my entire mold of my head.
Oh, my God.
stuff.
So you had to live with that on your head? Or you had to do the mold of your head?
I had to do the mold. He was like, a lot of people freak out in here, so are you going to be okay? I'm like, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I loved it. It was so fun. So, and I got to do my own stunts and be a demon. So Tales of Halloween, watch it if you haven't. It's got a lot of horror movie heavyweights.
Where can we find it?
It was in select theaters, but now it's...
Netflix, maybe?
It's iTunes? Not Netflix. I think you can get it on iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah. But Tales of Halloween, and also watch my web series Superpower Beatdown with Bat in the Sun on Machinima. We take two super legends and we make them battle. I'm the co-host with Marisha Ray, who friggin' rules.
Cool.
So how do you make them battle? How do they battle?
We hire stunt people, like people who do motion cap for the industry, for games and stuntmen from television, and they're just the most talented, amazing people. And
so they physically dress up.
They physically dress up. Sean Reeves, our mutual friend, he does a lot of the costumes. And Sean... Pacino. I will always say his name
wrong. Al Pacino?
He's this really amazing stunt coordinator. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Al Pacino.
Yeah.
And they do the live action. We had the Green Ranger, Jason David Frank actually came out and did the Green Ranger for us. And
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a pretty badass show. My favorite episode, personally, is Batman versus Darth Vader.
Ooh.
That one was a good one. And we just did Spider-Man versus Darth Maul with Dirk Ellis. And our creator, Aaron, played one half of Spider-Man.
We need to check that out.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So if you're into comics and you like thinking about people from different universes and what would happen, the fans completely vote, and we go by the fans, who they want to see battle, and then we let them vote for who wins, and we film an alternate ending so everybody's happy.
Heck yeah. And Twitter, Instagram?
Twitter is at Jenny Wenger. Instagram is Jenny Lou Wonder.
Bam.
Everybody wants you to come back, but when you come back, they want to see you as Wonder Woman, maybe.
I would come back in my costume.
And cool. To that, everyone, I say you're welcome, because I asked her to come on the show. So there you go.
Also, congrats to Supergirl for winning it People's Choice Award.
Yes.
Big congratulations to them. What's your hmm?
Yes.
Excuse us.
Well done. Good job.
Maybe now.
Cheerio.
See, you're already yucking my yum and you haven't even tried it yet.
Mike, put yourself over.
At Mike Kalinowski. I mean, that's where I'm. But I also want to say there's a person on Twitter that you all need to follow. His handle is at the Michael Caine. It is the real Michael Caine who tweets. He's like, here's a couple of us. Hello, tweethearts. Keep warm and dry and buy sandbags. London will always be damp, but we will always be here. Love to you and you.
Oh, my God.
And my favorite one. A guy said to me today, I want to get your autograph before one of us dies. I smiled and said, you first, I hope.
Oh, my God.
He is brilliant on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Really? He's got someone that writes him, but he calls him his tweetheart. He's like, if I'm not writing, she'll be writing for me.
Oh, my God.
But he's brilliant. Michael Caine on Twitter.
Michael Caine.
The Michael Caine on Twitter. I'm at Mike Caine.
Is he verified?
I don't know.
He better be verified.
Weird.
He goes ham on people.
Fire. Ham on that autograph.
But we call that sausaging on people.
Hey, whatever works. Roxy!
I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me at Roxy Stryer or on Tuesdays over at Screen Junkies on TV Fights. 4 p.m. Watch us live.
Who was on this week? Who was on this week?
Jenny Quasto.
We had an amazing fighter on this week, Jay Quasto.
And I finished dead last.
Old fisticuffs Quasto.
Don't tell them.
Oh, I thought...
Well,
I was still really entertaining.
He did an amazing job. And you're going to come back on Third Time's a Charmer here.
Yep, that's what they say. I am at Jay Quasto. We are at DC Movies SK. Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Very important. If anyone's in the Los Angeles area, Saturday, February 13th is a blood drive at the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. It's our last one in September was hugely successful. This one, we're going to make it huge once again. We have a great movement over there that we're doing great things over there, trying to get blood for the kids. So if you know anyone in LA or you're going to be near LA, just hit me up on social media and I'll tell you the exact link to go to. You could sign up. It's super easy. And if I have friends in Arizona, I'm going to be co-headlining Stand Up Scottsdale from February 4th to 6th. It's Super Bowl weekend, but the shows are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if you're in Phoenix, Scottsdale, anywhere in Arizona, come out and see us. Other than that,
also, a lot of people in the chat are asking about us taking questions. Sorry that we didn't have time this week, but we absolutely will next week. And also, you pissed in my little box. Sorry they asked for it, Johnny. I know. Bang cat rules. Okay.
I hate that cat.
Show's over. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principal.